This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechta Shviyas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Godol Amru Bashviyas. A general rule was said regarding the produce of Shemitah. Kol Shu Maichel Adam Umaichel Bebehema. Anything that is food for people or animals, Umimin Hatzoviyim, or used to make dyes, Ve'enoy Miskayim Ba'aretz, and does not remain in the earth, meaning, if it is not harvested, it will rot in the ground. Yesh loy shvius has the sanctity of Shemitah. It may not be destroyed or sold as merchandise. Uldam of shvius, as does the money for which it is sold. Anything bought with that money has the same restrictions. Yesh lo beer. It requires beer, uladam of beer, as does the money for which it is sold. Ve'ezeze, this would include, ale haluf hashaite, wild leek leaves, ve'ale hadandano, mint leaves, ho'ulshin, endives, ve'hakreshin, leeks, Vihargila, porcelain, Vinates Hechalov, and parsley, Umaychel Behema, and amongst animal food, Hachoichim, thorns, Vihadardarim, and thistles, Umimin Hatzevim, among dyes, Sefiche Istis, indigo, Vikoitza, and safflower. Yeshla hem shvius uledemeim shvius. All these things have the sanctity of Shemitah, as does the money for which it was sold. Yeshla hem beer uledemeim beer. They require beer, as does the money for which it is sold. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shvius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. V'oid klal acher amru, another general rule was said, kol she'enoy maichel adam umaichel behema, that anything which is not food for people or animals, umimin hatzevin, or used to make dye, umiskayim ba'aretz, or even if it is edible, or used for dye, if it remains in the earth without rotting, Yesh loy shvius uladam of shvius. It has the restrictions of Shemitah, as does the money for which it is sold. Ein loy beer ve'ein ladam of beer, but does not require beer, nor does the money for which it is sold. Ezehu, this would include, Iker haluf hashaite, wild leek roots, the Iker Hadandono, mint roots, Vihoak Rivonin, spleen wort, Vihachal Beetson, grass lily, Vihabuchria, as well as Buchria, Umimin Hatsevian, and among dyes, Hapua, rose madder, Vihorechbo, and Resida, Yesh lohem shvius uledemeim shvius. They have the sanctity of Shemitah. It may not be destroyed or sold as merchandise, as does the money for which it is sold. Anything bought with that money has the same restrictions. Ein lohem beer velo ledemeim beer. They do not have the restrictions, nor do their monies of beer. Reb Meir Oimer, Demeyim Mizbarin Ad Rosh Hashanah. Reb Meir said that the money for which they were sold requires beer by Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, since it might get confused with other non-Shemitah money. Amru lo, lohen ein beer, kal v'chomer l'demeyim. The Chachamim argued that if the crops themselves do not require biur, then certainly the money for which they are sold does not. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shvi'is, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Klipei Rimein Vanetz Shalai, pomegranate peels and blossoms. Klipei Egoizim Vahaglinin, nut shells and pits. Yesh Lohem Shvi'is, Uledimehen Shvi'is. Have the sanctity of Shemitah, as does the money for which they are sold, since they are used to make oil, dyes, or animal food. Hatzava, a dye maker, Tzeveya la'atzmai, may use them for his own needs, below yitzba bischar, but he may not dye things for profit. She'ein oisin schayra bepeirois shvius, since one may not do business with shmita produce. Velo bebechayrois, nor with bechayrois. Velo betrumais, nor with truma. Velo benevelis, nor with nevelis. Velo betrefis, nor with trefis. Velo beshkatzim, nor with vermins. Velo beremashim, nor with insects. Velo yelo keach, yerokis sode umaychebashuk. One may not pick shmita vegetables to sell in the market. Avol hu loiket ubenoi meicher al yodoi. But one may pick them and have his son sell them, since it does not appear as if he is doing business with them. Lokach la'atzmai v'hoiser mutter l'mochran. If he picked it for himself and had some left over, he may sell them. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shvi'is, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Lokach bechor l'mishtei benoi ul'regel v'lo tzarech loy mutter l'mochrei. If a person bought a bechor animal to serve at his son's wedding or for yontiv, and in the end did not need it, he may sell it. Tzodei chaya oifais v'dogim shenizdamnu lehem minim temeim mutarin lamachran. If a trapper or fisherman accidentally caught a non-kosher wild animal, a bird or fish, he may sell it. Reb Yehuda Aimer, af mi shenith mane lo lefi darkoi, loikeach umaycher, ubovad shelo tehe umnosoi bekach. Reb Yehuda said that if a person incidentally came across a non-kosher animal for sale, he may buy it and sell it for profit as long as that is not his profession. V'chachomim oisrin. The Chachomim forbid this, and that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shvuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Lulvei Zeradim, Vehecha Ruvin, Yeshlohem Shvius, Viladimeim Shvius, Yeshlohem Beer, Uladimeim Beer. Sorb apple branches and caribs have the sanctity of Shemitah, since they are edible, as does the money for which they are sold. They require biur, as does the money for which they are sold. Lulve ho'ela, branches of ela, v'habotna, pistachio, v'ho'atodin, and edible thorns, yesh lohem shvius, v'ledmehem shvius, have the sanctity of Shemitah, as does the money for which they are sold. Ein lohem biur, v'lo demeim biur. They do not require biur, since they remain throughout the year, nor does the money for which they are sold. Aval le'olin yesh biur, mepnei shenoishrin me'avihen. However, their leaves require biur, since they fall off the tree and do not remain throughout the year. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Havered, Rose, Vehakofir, Henna, Vehaketof, Balsam, Vehalotem, as well as Lotem, Yesh Lohem Shviyas, Uledemeim Shviyas, have the sanctity of Shemitah as the money for which they are sold. Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Laketof Shviyas, Mipnei She'enu Peri. Reb Shimon said that balsam does not have the sanctity of Shemitah, since it is not a fruit, but the sap of the tree itself. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Vered Chodosh Shekovshoi B'Shemen Yoshon Yelaket Es HaVered. If a new rose of Shemitah year was soaked in old oil from the year before Shemitah, the Vered should be removed before the time of Bi'ur, and then the rest of the oil remains permitted. V'yoshen b'chadosh chayiv b'bi'or. If an old rose from Shemitah year, after the time of Bi'ur has passed, was soaked in new oil from the eighth year, the oil requires Bi'ur. Charuvim chadoshim shekovshon b'yayin yoshen v'yoshenim b'chadosh chayovim b'bi'ur. If new caribs of Shemitah year after the time of Bi'ur were soaked in old wine, or old caribs in new wine, the wine requires Bi'ur. Zeh haklal kol shehu benoisin ta'am chayiv levo'er min b'she'enoi minoi. The general rule in mixtures of forbidden foods, such as Shemitah produce with permitted foods, is that they are different kinds of food. The mixture becomes forbidden only if the forbidden food can be tasted in the mixture. Umin b'minay kol shehu. If they are the same kinds of food, the entire mixture becomes forbidden, no matter how little forbidden food was involved. Shviyas oseris kol shehu b'minay v'shelo b'minay b'noisin tam. In the case of Shemitah, the entire mixture would require beer. If they are the same kind of food, the entire mixture becomes forbidden, no matter how little food was involved. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.